Early in the week, mention of the word heartbleed got a quizzical look at most, but by the end of the week, people were cued in and some a little bit scared.
Heartbleed.
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 We are not affected by heartbleed.
Security Service Federal Credit Union spokesman John Worthington says before heartbleed was widely publicized, several phone calls from in-the-know customers were answered directly, then on social media after the story hit the airwaves.
When, as soon as the thing popped, our people were on it and checked it and made sure that we were not impacted.
A post on Broadway Bank's website says scans of their network showed no vulnerabilities. USAA said in a statement and on its website that a security patch was implemented for USAA.com earlier this week. Dan Cornell, Chief Technology Officer of software security company The Denim Group, headquartered in San Antonio, hopes the exposure of OpenSSL's vulnerability will push companies to move forward with two-factor authentication that he says provides a deeper level of security.
In the industry, they say something you know, something you have, or something you are. So something you know, like a password or a PIN code, something you have, such as you having your mobile phone and being able to receive an SMS message on it, or something you are, a biometric, if you have like a fingerprint reader or an eye reader or something like that.
Cornell says it's almost a chance occurrence whether companies would be affected by heartbleed because not all web server software had the vulnerability. NPR's All Tech Considered offers links to pages that are keeping track of the heartbleed status of most major companies. The advice is consistent. That is, if a website you use was affected, wait until a patch has been applied and then change your password. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.